其实我这有一幕，
One of his most critically acclaimed
films,
but he failed to produce any hit singles. This and like the album, song Almost Blue, jazz singer and trumpeter Chet Baker would later perform and record a version
of this.
Featuring female backing vocal duo Aphrodisiac and a four-piece horn section, the TKO Horns.Alongside Clive Langer, who co-produced with Alan Winstanley, provided Costello with a melody which eventually became Shipbreaker, featured a trumpet solo by Chet Baker. Prior to this, Costello's own version, a version of the song was made
in the former
drummer Robert Wyatt.
这张东方美丽的面孔给故事留下了多么深刻的印象，而且这让他保留到他已经走了这张。所以说也是
The Imposter, Costello released Pills and Soap, an attack on the changes British society brought on
by the
to coincide with the run-up
to the election.
That also generated an international hit in the single Every Day I Write the Book. The likes of the Prince and Princess of Wales undergoing domestic strife in a suburban home. The song became Costello's first single in the U.S. Also in the same year, Costello provided vocals on a version of the Madness song, Tomorrow's Just a Dream, released as a B-side on the same day. Tensions within the band, notably between Costello and bassist Bruce Thomas, were beginning to tell. Costello's retirement and the breakup of the group shortly before they were to record Goodbye Cruel World, in 1984, Costello will later say of this record, "Got it as wrong as you can in terms of the execution." The record was received. The liner notes to the 1995 Ryko disc re-release, penned by Costello, begin with the words, "Congratulations, you've just purchased our worst album." Costello's retirement, although short-lived, was accompanied by two. Elvis Costello the Man in the UK, Europe, and Australia, and The Best of Elvis Costello and the Attractions in the US. In 1985, he appeared in the Live Aid Benefit concert in England, singing the Beatles' All You Need Is Love as a solo artist. The event was over. Costello was asked to ditch the band. Costello introduced the song as an old English folk song, and the audience was invited
to hear it.
In the same year, Costello teamed up with friend T-Bone Burnett for the single The People's Limousine, under the moniker The Coward. He also produced Rum Sodomy and The Lash, and folk band The Pogues. By 1986, Costello was preparing to make a comeback. Containing a number of Elvis Presley's sidemen, including James Burton and Jerry Chapman. And minor input from the Attractions, he produced It was billed as Costello's Bill, featuring the Attractions and Confederates in UK and Europe, and the Costello Show featuring Elvis Costello in North America. Around this time,
he
came back to Declan McManus, adding Aloysius as an extra middle name. For his upcoming tour, to allow for multiple rooms in the city. One night with the Confederates, James Byrd and company
traveled
on solo acoustic. In May 1986, Costello performed at South Point, a concert held in Dublin, focused on the chronic unemployment, which was widespread in Ireland at that time. There you have it, guys. That concludes part two of the Easy FM Spotlight on Elvis Costello. Tune in next week, guys, and we take a look at parts three and four. And see where Elvis Costello is. Johnny Hutong, take care of yourselves.
You're listening to CRI News Plus. 服从简单的有声信息。
Get in touch with us the old-fashioned way. And write to us. Our address is
China Radio International, Beijing, China.
Postal code 2100. CRI News, where what you say matters.
坚强起来。CRI最难得的就是
for everything you've ever wanted.
You want up-to-date analysis?
I'm going to write a book about CRI
English.com.